Welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life podcast, where you'll discover how partner management theories drive real-world success. Learn from the experiences of your peers, gain practical advice to overcome challenges, and acquire the skills to become a top-performing channel professional. Join our community by subscribing now and elevate your partner management career.
Sunny, welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life. I'm so excited to have you on this episode. Just really happy to have you here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. It's such a pleasure to be here on the show. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Excellent. Well, listen, I have met you. However, most of our listeners may not have. And so I'd love to have you start by introducing yourself to our community. Tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been working with partners in particular.
Absolutely, John. So I am Sunny Niyogi. I lead up Microsoft's healthcare and life science product partner ecosystem worldwide. It's an amazingly fun job. What I get to do is I get to work with some of the biggest healthcare companies anywhere in the world.
So together
with Microsoft, we can bring the best innovation to the patients and to the health systems globally, whether it be US, Uganda, and everything in between, right? So I'm very, very privileged to be in this position. I've been in this role for about 2 years now. But before that, for 20 years, I used to be on the other side. I was a partner of Microsoft at Cognizant, at Samsung, at Aditi Technologies. I did a couple of startups, again, very closely aligned with Microsoft. So for 20 years, I've been on that side of the fence. 2 years, I'm in this side of the fence. And it's the same story. We're all on the same mission, right? We are here to do what's right for the patients and bring technology to help us live a better life. So it feels like the same job, but just it's so much fun working with Microsoft and the partner ecosystem to make this dream come alive.
That's so awesome, Sunny. I'm really anxious to hear your perspective, not just on the topic today, but just in general. I find that I learn so much from people who've been on the other side of the fence, right? Who've been partners, because even though we're on the same mission, your perspective is different, right? Like you experience a lot of the stuff we talk about in a totally different way. You're the recipient or sometimes the casualty of kind of what sometimes we do as vendors, right? And so I can't wait to hear your perspective. So let's jump in. This episode is really about co-marketing with partners. And you're here because you listened to the episode Tony and I just did. So let's start there. Tell me a little bit about kind of what struck you in that episode when Tony and I were talking.
I'll connect that with some of my own experience. The fun story, sidebar story here is that I'm a recovering chief marketing officer. I've been a CMO for about 5 to 6 years, right? And I essentially started my life in marketing from very much like Tony. I grew through telesales. As to call down prospects. My first job out of college was to get market research done, standing in the street, talking to consumers, right? And then it grew and I was leading up marketing for a large business quite a few times. So, just some of the things you talked about, I think, when it comes to marketing, there are certain things that resonated very strongly with me, right? The first and foremost bit is, just being on the same page about what marketing should do,
right?
That definition changes widely from business to business, right? But at the end of the day, the answer is very simple, and everybody understands that question, is that marketing's role is to position ourselves to the needs of the customer and serve that need at the point in time when they have that need, right?
Yeah.
You can measure it by revenue. You can measure it by, free downloads. It really doesn't matter. As long as, a customer need is being serviced by you, before the sales team comes in, or even sometimes scaling the sales team. There's a lot of marketing led organization where sales is more like customer success, right?
Yeah.
So, those boundaries might blur. So I think, centering on that core truth, saying our job is to shine a unique light on what we can do for our customers.
Yeah.
And beneath that are 2-3 very simple things again. One is deeply understanding what the customer really needs and wants, and how you are uniquely positioned to do that, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we get so caught up in the complexities and the creativity and the fun part of marketing. And I love marketing because of that. Don't get me wrong. Right? That's why I enjoy marketing. But the job of marketing is to be crisp about that.
Yeah.
Right? And then really be disciplined over many, many, many days, years, quarters.
Right.
not seeing different things, saying the same thing over and over again once you know what works, right?
Yeah.
And that answer is rooted in, why did customers buy from me?
Yeah.
Right? Why did they choose me over anybody else? Why did they choose me at that point in time? Why did they choose to pay me $1 or $2, right? I think once you figure that out, just doing that same thing consistently over time is the true north of marketing, right? Yes, there's a lot of creativity, yet there's a lot of collaboration with sales. All those are fun part of the job. But at the core of it, that job is very simple. So yeah. I really liked your conversation with the other guest and talking about what we can do together.
Well, so Sonny, you key in on one of the biggest challenges of marketing with partners, right? Which is, I don't think all organizations, well, I guess if I start at the high level, not all organizations have that same definition of what marketing's purpose is. And more importantly, when you get down into individuals within the organization, sometimes the people you're working with at the partner don't have an appreciation for what marketing is really supposed to do. And so how do you bridge that? Like, you've been on both sides. So when you were a partner, you had that that marketing background, you got it. But now as a PDM for Microsoft, how do you bridge that gap sometimes? Like, what do you do with your partners to help them understand the right way to go to market together from a marketing perspective?
That's a great question, John. You know, in my current role, you know, I work with Microsoft's largest partners
yep.
that do about $10 to $20 billion of revenue, you know, individually, right? So they are all very well established market
sure.
leaders. So they know very clearly, you know, how to reach their customers, how to, you know, position themselves to win a, you know, competitive conversation, etc. Right? But in my prior life, you know, as I said, I have done a couple of startups where I was the commercial leader, and then I've been part of a very large organization where we were in marketing, right? And if I contrast those two endpoints, right, clearly a Samsung or a Cognizant knows how to market with partners. They have very, very, you know, evolved, mature sales team, right, and marketing team. A startup on the other end, there is, you know, 0% marketing. The marketing person is also, you know, doing cultural events internally, writing, you know, content for audience, doing internal, you know, demos. You wear so many hats, right? I think the key distinction I see, John, is less about maturity. It's not like small companies don't have great people. It's that those great people are burdened with a lot of things to do, right?
Yeah.
So the distinction between a very mature company and a small company is not really marketing maturity, but figuring out what you should focus on. So let me elaborate on that a little, right? Say, if you are a very large market leader, right, your core objective for partner marketing is not so much to get in front of new accounts. If you're a $10 billion business right. in the business for 50 years, all your prospects know about you. They right. know clearly what you do, what you don't, and where you're good, where you're not, right? But the real value there is in either increasing the conversion rate of your, you know, pursuits together,
yeah.
saying, hey, Microsoft brings in certain brand attributes, whether it be
yep.
trust, whether it be, you know, enterprise coverage, and I as a partner bring in complementary brand attributes that position us to win more deals. So you change your conversion rate significantly, not deals, but conversion rate. Sometimes it's also about conversion time, right? Saying, hey, together, the customer might be asking me 30 questions. If I bring in Microsoft, Microsoft can address 15 of them. And, you know, together we can close the deal faster, right? So I think your matrix in the funnel changes if you're a big and mature company.
Mm-hmm.
While when I was a startup marketing leader and a sales leader, my objective with the Microsoft partner marketing was very simple. I wanted people to hear about me.
Yeah.
Right. I was a nobody.
Yeah.
Microsoft, everybody knows Microsoft.
Right.
So I wanted to jump on Microsoft's coattail and show up with the right customers, right? So it was more of a top of the funnel focus for me. It was a branding focus. It was above the line marketing focus, right? So I think, you know, those objectives change depending on the scale of the business.
Sure.
But I can assure you that there are incredibly good and strong marketing leaders
yeah.
in smaller companies. And I would argue that, you know, pound for pound, some of the smaller companies out-market some of the big companies. And
that's
how,
true.
You know, technology works. Disruptors become market leaders,
yeah.
which is why it's fun.
Yeah. Well, so let's explore that then too, which is, I think that there are not very many PDMs. There's not very many channel managers, partner managers, whatever the title is, who have a marketing background like you do. And so mm-hmm. this concept of maybe not knowing exactly how to tackle those situations, really looking at it as a matrix, right? Like what's the nuance that we need to do together is intimidating for certain channel managers and partner managers, right? So what's your advice to them? If someone's coming into this role and they don't have a marketing background, what's your advice to them to kind of step into that with a certain amount of confidence?
Great question, John. And I have one of those favorite stories I heard long back from one of my friends in marketing. He said, anybody you ask in the world has an opinion on two things. Which, fast food chain has the best French fries and what a company should do with marketing. Like everybody has opinion on that, right? So, and I take that as a strength because, instinctively all of us understand what marketing is, right? It's about telling a cool story. It's about, touching your heartstrings. It's about making you take an action, right? So my comment to PDMs who don't have a marketing background is you already know it. You already feel it. The car you bought it because of marketing, right? You got this, right? So that's step number one. So don't be intimidated, right? Compared to say corporate accounting, right? Where you really, really need to understand the minutiae of things. You can approach marketing as a human being, right? Saying, I exist, I breathe, I have response to stimulus. I get marketing at a very fundamental level, right? Yeah. So the next question is saying, how do I take that general sense in, and put that on a framework that helps me get better over time and helps me drive to an outcome, right? How do I get structured around that thinking, right?
Yeah.
And, the video that I saw that, and I am a very, very proud student of yours, John. I think you did a phenomenal job of laying out the foundational pieces, right? Saying, that marketing has multiple purposes.
Yeah.
Understand where you're in the sales cycle, what you're trying to do with your, audience, right? So, getting that framework is very valuable to, be slightly more intelligent about how we generally opine about marketing.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to stop opining, but I want them to kind of understand where they're coming at, what they're coming at, right? So I think that would be my first principle, right? My second principle is when we talk about marketing and, marketing, go-to-market, again, these are very big terms. These are, can mean a lot of things. These are very complex things, right? My basic definition is go-to-market is get-to-money. GTM means get-to-money. Figure out where customers are buying, why they are buying, right? Figure that out at a very data-driven cut level and so that everybody, engineering or GTM sales team, understands that songbook like in their bones, right? Once you get that, just get bloody good at doing it over and over. Don't give up, right? You are talking about human behavior change, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who has a kid knows that it takes about 30 years for the kids to listen to their dad and mom, right? So it takes 30 years for a human being to listen, right? It's the same thing for customers. Don't give up, right? A quarter on quarter, your matrix might look sideways. Don't give up a marketing campaign because you are 5% behind target. That's a silly way of thinking about human behavior change. Take a 5-year view, take a 5-quarter view. As long as the curve is sloping up to the right, you are on the right track, right? And if you're not, be pretty fearless about saying this is not working, right? I have a framework, the framework works, I have an instinct, I trust my instinct. This thing is not working, it's a thing, it's not me, right? So I think just having that humility, clarity, and simplicity of saying, I don't get it, and I'm going to get better at it, or I got it, I'm not going to give up on it.
Yeah.
I think that would be a guidance.
I love that. I love that perspective, Sonny. I spend so much time talking to partner managers, channel managers, whatever, about how much more they know than they think they do, right? That in the job you guys are in, you have this unique ability or this unique advantage of having worked with lots of different companies in lots of different ways. And so even though you may not be a marketing expert, you've actually seen marketing work in more ways than most marketing people get to see in their normal careers, because they only work for a few organizations over their career. You, as a partner manager, actually work with many organizations at the same time, right? So there's this element of, you actually know way more than you think you do. It's just a matter of maybe building that confidence, as you said, to trust your gut a little bit, look for a framework that you can follow so that you can put some language to what you're doing. But you probably know more than you think you do. And like you said, it's not like marketing is super complicated. It's not that complicated, but sometimes it can be intimidating. And so we just have to help people over that hump a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely, John.
Yeah. Listen, Sonny, this has been great. We're at time. So let me just do one last thing. If there was we have lots of people who listen to the podcast who are relatively new to partner management roles. And so in the topic of marketing, what's your kind of one piece of advice that you'd give to somebody who's brand new to working with partners, like anything at all? What would you give them?
Oh, that's such a lovely question to end the conversation on, John. And I've spent a lot of time in partnership development on both sides, right? You know, to me, partnership, and I've been at it for 22 years almost, right? So it's been longer than I've been married, right? But partnership is like marriage. And what that means is, you know, you should be comfortable saying what you truly desire, right? If you need something from a partner saying, look, I am behind in this market or I'm losing too many deals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be upfront and honest about it, right? Actually, both together, we can solve for that, right? And it could be Microsoft losing market share in a specific segment where I really need a partner to lean in with me for my own brand, right? The partner might have a stronger brand than Microsoft, right? And my perspective is don't be shy about it, right? Unless you acknowledge that you are behind, you can never get ahead, right? So like marriage, you've got to have honesty in the relationship. You've got to say, I am here, I want to go here, but I can only do so much. Can you do me a little bit more? And together, can we get closer to that, right? I think, you know, that honesty, that truth has to be there, right? Because it's, again, it's not a transactional thing, right? It's not saying, I got $50,000 more from this partner for co-marketing this quarter. That's a silly way of thinking about partner marketing, right? A, it's a, you know, 3 to 5 year journey to change people's mind. B, it's, you know, we are not getting up for bed to get extra dollars in partner marketing fund, which is, you know, it helps, but that's not the point of it. The point is saying, I need to do this new thing. Can you help me? Yeah. So that's, I think, one advice. The second new advice for me is, you know, like marriage, right? You need to renew your vows ever so often. In technology, it is even more important, right? Because our worldview shifts every 2 to 3 years, right? Yesterday it was cloud. Today it's going to be AI. Day after tomorrow, it may be AGI. Who knows, right? But as long as we renew ourselves in that quest, saying, look, I am dominating this market. And marketing has figured out a new target market to go after, which is, by the way, holy grail for any CMO. If you can open up new addressable market, it is far more valuable to anybody than increasing percentage point of a, you know, pipeline stage, right? Any of those things, right? As businesses change, as realities change, how do we communicate? How do we keep up with each other?
Right.
Do we sit down with our marketing teams on both sides and say, look, my goalposts have shifted. Things that I used to care about a lot 2 months ago are table stakes for me now. Yep. I need to go do this new thing, right? So I think, you know, thinking of this as a marriage, John, would be my, you know, simple advice.
I love it.
Be honest about what you want and, you know, just hug each other once a while, go for happy hours, have fun doing it, right?
I love it.
It's lovely.
I think I'm gonna steal that, Sonny. I'm gonna go back to some of our earliest, you know, when we first introduced partnership as a concept. I'm gonna go back and use that analogy. I love that a lot. Sonny, thanks so much.
I can't wait to see you in the
comments. Yep. Thanks so much for coming on the show with me. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to have you back again sometime soon. We'll talk about something else in partnership that is similar to marriage as well. I love it.
Thank you for having me, John. Looking forward
to it. Thanks,
Sonny. Have a lovely
day.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. Remember, the real world tests theories and creates leaders. Don't stop here. Subscribe, learn, and grow with us to make every experience count. Until our next real life story.